2 years ago, President Hosni Mubarak promised his country democratic reform, and Washington strongly encouraged that initiative. In 2005, Condoleezza Rice delivered an impassioned speech in Cairo, where she underscored the importance of democratic reform for countries in the region, including Egypt. Despite the Egyptian government's claims that the constitutional changes will help consolidate democracy and fight terrorism, critics say they will actually strengthen the ruling party's grip on power. Chalice McDonough, VOA correspondent in Cairo, explains.
What the ruling party says is they're replacing the restrictive emergency laws. What human rights activists say is these amendments are just disguised as democratic reforms.
Amnesty International has characterized the reforms as the greatest erosion of human rights in Egypt in more than 25 years. The proposed constitutional changes would allow civilians to be tried in military courts and to be arrested and imprisoned without warrants. They would also bar any political party based on religion, a move aimed at the already banned Muslim Brotherhood. One amendment would reduce judicial oversight of elections. Another would give the president the power to dissolve parliament more easily. The White House is voicing skepticism about the controversial referendum because of major discrepancies in estimates of voter turnout by the Egyptian government and by independent observers. However, on Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's recent trip to Egypt, her criticism of the reforms was rather muted. Chalice McDonough explains the tenuous and often seemingly contradictory U.S. policy toward Egypt.
The United States is in a difficult position. The Egyptian government is one of Washington's staunchest long-term allies in the Middle East, and right now they're at a particularly delicate time in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, and they are also trying to get more of the Arab government to engage in Iraq to try and help promote stability there. And Egypt has been heavily involved in both of those situations.
Ron Campius, Washington bureau chief for the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, says there are other compelling diplomatic considerations that prevent Washington from leaning too heavily on Cairo regarding the direction and pace of democratic reforms.
The other thing is simply the reversal of rapid democratization has brought to the U.S. policy in the Middle East, first in the Palestinian areas with the election of Hamas, then with the election of radical elements in Iraq, and finally with the relative electoral success of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Egypt is playing a very important role in securing its border with the Gaza Strip and trying to keep that stable as the Americans push the Palestinians back toward a more accommodating stance with Israel.
Furthermore, Mr. Campius says, both the U.S. and Israeli governments worry that pressure on the Mubarak government might serve to benefit not liberal voices in Egypt, but the Muslim Brotherhood. Claude Salhani, international editor of United Press International, adds Egypt plays a critical role in the balance of power in the Middle East.
Egypt plays an important role in giving support to the Sunni world, to the United States, in countering the Shia influence coming from Iran and their proxy militias like Hezbollah in Beirut and Hamas in the Palestinian territories.
As a result, Mr. Salhani says, because the United States needs Egyptian cooperation on these geostrategic issues, it does not possess the kind of leverage needed to push for significant democratic reforms. Egyptian journalist Mohamed Haki laments that such political realities prevent Washington from exerting sustained pressure on the Mubarak regime.
America needs to stand with the truth, with its principles, rather than shady-shallying like this and changing its heart every day.
Chalice McDonough, VOA's Cairo Bureau, says that today, members of the Egyptian opposition and the media are being muzzled more than they were before.
You still do have a fairly vocal and critical set of opposition newspapers, but you have also seen newspaper publishers, editors detained. They have been prosecuted or they're being threatened with prosecution.
And so UPI international editor Claude Salhani suggests that the Egyptian government will probably continue with its own version of the Argentine tango, one step forward and two steps back on reform. Enacting the new emergency laws into the Constitution, he adds, represents just that kind of political dance. For International Press Club, I'm